RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
The championship is here. With that and more sports news, here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, it's a very busy weekend, isn't it, Gavin? We're going to start with last night's golf. So Seamus Power made an excellent start to the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. He shot around a 66, 4 under par. He's in ninth place, just 3 off the lead. While on the European Tour, Niall Carney made a mark, 6 under par, after around a 66 at the BMW International in Munich. He's won off a 4-way tie for the lead, which includes the Australian Wade Ormsby. Leona Maguire is 5 off the lead in the third women's major of the year, the PGA Championship in Georgia. The Cavan woman shot level par 72, while Stephanie Meadow is 6 over after a 78. The leader is the American Lisette Salas on 5 under par. Soccer now, and in the Copa America last night, Paraguay beat Chile 2-0. UEFA has abolished the away goals rule for all of its club competitions from next season, so all ties level on aggregate at the end of the second leg would now go to extra time and then penalties if required. The action at the European Championships doesn't resume until tomorrow, but there is a full domestic programme this evening, and at the top of the Premier Division, St Patrick's Athletic travel to Waterford while Shamrock Rovers host Drogheda. Chris Shields plays his last game for Dundalk against Derry City, and Finn Harps entertain Longford Town. The First Division leaders Shelburne are at home to Cork City. Now, as you mentioned, Gavin, it's a very significant weekend in GAA. The 2021 Hurling and Football Championships get underway. We'll hear from Tomás O'Shea later on the football. Let's get the verdict on the hurling from Donlough Cusick now. And Saturday Sport will bring you the action live when the hurling gets underway with the clash of Dublin and Antrim.
Good morning, Des. Yes, we get going with Dublin versus Antrim. Two teams perhaps heading in opposite directions. Winning the Leinster under 20 on Wednesday night should be a morale boost for Dublin, but their league form has been so flat, it is Antrim who actually come with the momentum. Dublin stepped back in time, putting Liam Rush at centre back for most of the league. However that works out, it won't compensate for the lack of a coherent forward unit. That situation is worsened by Eamon Dillon's absence for the championship. Antrim have some forwards with sticky hands and played the league with the passion of a side who felt they have been unjustly dismissed. The growing sense of expectation that they might produce a shock this weekend might actually play against them in that sense. Fear of getting sucked into the Joe McDonagh Cup should be enough for Dublin to scrape through.
And then on Saturday evening, Wexford take on Laois.
Wexford at times looked lethargic during the league, but even going through the motions, they should have more than enough for Laois, who seemed to have grown frail during lockdown. The good times that Davy brought to Slaney side may not be all gone yet, but he'll have an extension on the lease after this weekend if the league clash a couple of weeks ago is anything to go by. A big win needed and expected here to get a gallop going for Wexford before they meet Kilkenny.
And then on Sunday, Donal, a game so many are looking forward to as Waterford take on Clare.
Game of the weekend, and both teams have injury concerns coming into this one. Waterford sweat on Conor Prunty and Jamie Barron, and Shane O'Donnell is out for Clare. Lots of fascinating questions to be answered. How much does the Prunty injury worsen the Tadhg Na Burka situation? Who will now mark the powerful Aaron Shanahan? Without Shane O'Donnell, is the Clare front six a little more predictable in style? What do Waterford lose having to shuffle around the backline already a bit short? Who picks up the mercurial Tony Kelly? Lots of interest in how Lohan picks his forwards and Cahill picks his backs. That's the chess game. Waterford are less reliant on the input of Austin Gleeson. Hutchinson has kicked on in terms of strength and touch. Prendergast looks good, plus the Bennetts, Fagan, Curran and a strong bench could test Clare backs in what will potentially be a high-scoring game. It seems a long time ago since Clare lost Antrim, and both teams have a bit of wind at their backs. But it's Waterford for me.
All right, great action to look forward to. Thanks, Don Logue. In swimming news, Danielle Hill has qualified for the women's 100 metres backstroke for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics at the final Swim Ireland Olympic trials last night. Great achievement for her. Also this evening, we have the Irish under 20 rugby team hoping to build on their win over Scotland last week. They play Wales and Cardiff. Quite a few changes to the team, but you can see it live on RTE2. In racing, 20-year-old Galway jockey Ross O'Ryan has been passed fit to ride to take up Mojo Star in tomorrow's Dubai duty-free Irish Derby. Rossa broke his collarbone a few weeks ago and shortly after that underwent an operation for appendicitis. Those injuries forced him to miss big race rides at Epsom and Royal Ascot. But the young man from Tuam is enjoying his best ever season and really looking forward to getting on board Mojo Star, who finished second in the Epsom Derby.
Yeah, look, I had a sit on him on Wednesday. The lad that rides him out, Liam Brown, he's very happy with him. He gave me a great feel. He's come out of Epsom, and I think he's come on a lot from it. Everyone seems to think the same. He was the one that was completely unexposed in the race, so he was the one that was going to improve for sure. He really did get thrown in the deep end, and he's come out on the better side. So I would like to see him progress again from that run in Epsom. High Definition has run around the Curra. Hopefully a bit of rain, a bit more rain comes, and just get, I'd like to see it on the slower side of good with the ground. The Curra depends how the race is run. Will it be as stiff as Epsom? I'm not sure. The trip is not a worry, so be pretty positive on the horse.
And good luck to Rossa. We'll have live coverage of that on RT Radio and Television over the weekend as well. The Derby weekend action beginning this evening at the Curra. The opening race is 4:30.